Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Stephanie Corsetti. Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews says while the state's coronavirus infection numbers are concerning, he wants people to focus on increasing vaccination rates. The state today recorded the highest number of daily COVID-19 cases ever recorded in Australia, 2,297 cases and 11 deaths. He says Victoria's biggest success is the fact that first doses are at nearly 90%. He warns Victorians that those in danger are people who are unvaccinated.
There's every reason to go and do this for yourself, for your family, for the health system, for nurses, for the patient in the bed next to you, or for the patient who needs the bed you're in that didn't have a preventable condition because they had an accident or they had a heart attack or they've got cancer.
Regarding the date when COVID-19 restrictions are eased, Mr. Andrews says it will happen once double dose vaccination milestones are reached. A law to legalise voluntary assisted dying in New South Wales is being formally introduced to Parliament today. Independent MP Alex Greenwich is leading the move. Both major party leaders, Premier Dominic Perrottet and opposition leader Chris Minns, say they will vote against the bill, but Mr. Perrottet says members will be allowed a conscience vote on the issue.
What this comes down to is providing care and compassion to those people as their life comes to an end. And I think in many ways, poor indict of society that many people feel that they have to end their lives in this way.
After 2 months of stay-at-home orders, lockdown will end at midnight tonight in Australia's capital, Canberra. From tomorrow, 5 household visitors will be allowed and hairdressers, swimming pools and non-essential retail will reopen with capacity limits. Up to 25 people will be able to gather outdoors. Overseas now, New Zealand could see a relaxation of international border rules by Christmas. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern is considering letting people with COVID-19 stay at home or isolate at community facilities if they don't require hospitalisation. New Zealand imposed a hard border as part of its elimination strategy against the virus. But COVID-19 Minister Chris Hipkins says it's unlikely the country will ever get back to zero cases. The United States Food and Drug Administration is still deciding on how to administer booster doses of the single-shot Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine. Other makers want to offer boosters 6 months after primary vaccination, while the company Johnson & Johnson has proposed a range of times from 2 months to 6 months. The FDA says there are shortcomings with the data, including little information on protection against the Delta variant of COVID-19. A decision on booster shots for Johnson & Johnson and Moderna in the US is expected by the end of the week. And the Reserve Bank of Australia says climate change represents a first-order risk for the financial system. RBA Deputy Governor Guy Debelle says most Australian financial institutions agree, saying climate risks have increasingly entered discussions with foreign investors. It comes ahead of the United Nations COP26 climate change conference in Glasgow at the end of the month. This is SBS News in Easy English. Thanks for joining us. I am Stephanie Corsetti.